This is In the News in VOA Special English. Americans are a month from elections on November 4th. This week, the vice presidential candidates of the two major parties met for their only debate.
For John McCain, there is no end in sight to end this war. Fundamental difference. We will end this war.
Your plan is a white flag of surrender in Iraq, and that is not what our troops need to hear today, that's for sure.
Governor Sarah Palin and Senator Joe Biden dealt with war, the economy, and other issues. Their debate Thursday night produced unusual attention, but no major mistakes. That seemed especially important for the Alaska governor after recent difficulties with television news interviews. The presidential candidates, Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain, met last Friday for their first of three debates. One of the strongest exchanges took place over what to do about Iran. Senator McCain attacked his opponent's position about meeting with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
That what Senator Obama doesn't seem to understand, that if without precondition you sit down across the table from someone who has called Israel a stinking corpse and wants to destroy that country and wipe it off the map, you legitimize those comments. This is dangerous. It isn't just naive. It's dangerous.
Senator Obama answered by saying he would meet with any foreign leader if he believed it would make the United States more secure.
Now, understand what this means without preconditions. It doesn't mean that you invite them over for tea one day. What it means is that we don't do what we've been doing, which is to say, until you agree to do exactly what we say, we won't have direct contacts with you.
Professor Wayne Fields is an expert on presidential speech at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. He points out that in a debate, the candidate who makes better arguments is not necessarily the winner in the eyes of the public. He says, voters often base judgments on what they hear in the debate, combined with what they read later in commentaries. The first official presidential debate was in 1960 between Vice President Richard Nixon and Senator John Kennedy. Many watching TV saw Kennedy as the winner. Nixon was better received among radio listeners, but went on to lose the election. Vice presidential debates began in 1976, but did not become regular events until 1984. That year, Vice President George H.W. Bush debated New York Representative Geraldine Ferraro. She is the only woman, other than Sarah Palin, ever to be on a major party presidential ballot. In 1988, the vice presidential debate was between Lloyd Bentsen and Dan Quayle. People remember when Senator Quayle was asked if he had a plan in case he had to replace George H.W. Bush as president.
I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency. I will be prepared to deal with the people in the Bush administration if that unfortunate event would ever occur.
Senator Bentsen?
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
But Dan Quayle was the one who became vice president. The last two debates between Barack Obama and John McCain are this Tuesday and on October 15th. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. I'm Bob Doty.